Family First Care, this is Arlita speaking. How can I help you?
Arlita, my name is Cheryl. I work for Unemployment Compensation, and I'm calling due to an appeal you guys filed on Nadine Statz.
Yes.
All right, so even though I'm calling you, these calls are recorded for quality assurance, and I do have to verify your information. Can you tell me what your position is with the employer, please?
I'm the HR and Quality Director.
And your mailing address?
One Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Do you happen to know your account number?
Hold on one second.
If you don't, that's fine.
Is that the tax identifier is the 822?
That could be the FEIN, the 76 number?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me pull that up.
And your email address, just to verify we have the right one in the system?
It's amoody@familyfirsthhc.com.
Okay. So now that appeal you filed is going to be invalid due to the fact that that was a notice telling you Nadine's overpaid due to unreported wages. So that's not something you need to appeal. That would be something she'd have to appeal. What happened was we did an audit, and she wasn't reporting her wages.
Right, because I filled all of that out, yes.
Yeah, so you don't need to appeal them when it's an overpayment on the claimant's end. That's just a notification telling you she is overpaid.
Okay.
So the appeal, it's invalid, so they're not going to process it, so that's the reason for the call.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, so whenever the claimant is overpaid, you don't have to appeal that.
I do have a question.
That's okay. Go ahead.
While I have you on the phone, I'm so glad you called. When you file for unemployment, you would have to be available for work, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I have people filing for unemployment when they can't work. Like the young lady had a car accident, but then she filed for unemployment.
Well,
so,
then you should dispute the lack of work if she's
right.
off, like due to a health reason, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so if it's a new claim, when you respond to sides or the 45 that goes out with your sides,
yes.
that flags the system to stop the claim, and that's when the issue is started on our end if they open it as a lack of work.
Okay.
All right. If they open it the right way, you're still going to get forms to fill out one way or the other. So even though you complete sides in
mm-hmm.
your messages on your dash, you're always going to get paper forms to fill out.
Yes.
And then, so sides and the paper forms, you want to do both.
Yes.
Because sides. Is missing a couple questions that we need that are on the other form, so that's why it's like you're doing duplicates?
Yes. It's a fact finding and a sides.
Yes, you always want to do both if you have access to sides. And then you also want to do relief of charges.
Okay.
So when somebody's, and you want to do that when the claim's opened, all right? Due to the fact, say, they're approved on the reason they're off. The relief
okay.
of charges goes to a different department, so even though they could be approved, you're not going to be charged for it.
Okay.
So that's the protest. So you find that under your employer charges, and the protest is after the person's name. Now, when you go to employer charges, and if you don't see the name you're looking for, there's a
mm-hmm.
blue hyperlink above that that says potential benefits. That means they haven't been paid yet, so that's where you're going to find that person or any old claims that have been in the system prior.
Okay.
So the old relief of charge used to have to mail or email and fax to Harrisburg. Now you don't have to do that. That's what the protest is online.
On the, yes.
So you always want to do the protest when there's a quit or a discharge due to, you never know if they're going to be approved or not.
Okay.
And the reason they were let go or quit.
Now, I find that a couple of people quit and they were approved anyway, and I'm not understanding why. And I, you know, had to go in and appeal.
Yes, you do want to appeal anything that you disagree with. And it goes by law. So say you quit. Say you had day shift, all right, and you lost your daycare and can only do nights. Well, you don't offer nights. You only do days. So that's how they're still available for work, but due to circumstances, you can't give them a night shift job. So that could be a reason why they're approved, because they're still able to work. They did try and find daycare alternative options, and they couldn't, so they can only work nights. That's
okay.
Just a
I mean, that's understandable. Like, you know, when there's an explanation, but I don't always have an explanation.
Well, that's when, if you send it in, I mean, if they just stop showing, I can't say why they're approved. That's why you should appeal it and go to a referee. So then say they're approved and they're getting paid. The referee reverses it and they're now denied. They have to pay all that money back, and that's when you get your credits back.
Okay.
But you always want to file a protest. And the other way you would want to do a protest, because a lot of employers will file an appeal to the financial determination. That's an error on that form, because if somebody worked for you, they're entitled to use the wages, okay? That's just the financial part. Now, the reason they're not there is the separation, okay? So that is an error on the financial, but that's what you sent in or to the appeal, and that's how you get a phone call so we can explain it to you. So you're not wasting your time. There's enough stuff that you have to do, duplicates, that you don't need to waste your time doing something that we're not going to use.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, that's all right. So respond to the sides. I mean, if there is somebody that you know off the top of your head, I can pull up the claim and see what happened with it. And if there is an issue, I can start it now if it wasn't started.
Ronald Candlett. He abandoned his job in December.
All right. All right. And Ronald, how do you spell the last name?
Candlett.
Do you have a social or anything? So he quit in December. So my next thing I was going to say to you, say somebody worked for you October, November, like him, Ronald, all right, and he quit. He got another job, all right, and he earned $6,000 with that new job. So now we don't care why he quit, because he earned enough to clear that possible disqualification.
Okay.
So that's where your relief of charges comes in.
I get it.
So you may be base year. We don't have to address the issue because they've earned enough since their separation.
Okay.
That's why you always want to file a protest. And then say, I'll pull his up. So, for instance, you send in a monetary appeal. Or social?
His social is...
.208-58-4201. And there's also somebody opened the claim in April last year. Did not tell us they started working for you. So we wouldn't know.
Right.
And neither would you until you start getting charged. So that's another way we find them. But I'll pull him up. And we'll see what he's up to. But, yeah, so you always want to do the protest. Because you could be just base here. Or another, for instance, you waited to see if unemployment was going to approve them or deny them. They were denied. All right, you didn't file the protest. Now they got a new job. they earned enough to clear that disqualification, you did not file relief of charges. Now you're on the hook because they're starting to get paid.
Okay, so just always file it regard, like
unless it's a lack of work.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what he did. It's a lot. I mean,
it's
I always
lot.
Say they should
it's
have a. I always say there should be an unemployment 101 course for employers.
And when people become employees, they need to a rundown on exactly how things work, like taxes and where they go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of stuff's common sense, but there's not a whole lot of that out
there's
there
not,
anymore.
It's gone. It's gone in 2026. It's gone.
We're the last of what generation are we? Where we used to play outside and our parents left us out there all day?
I'm a Generation Xer.
There you
go. We survived everything with no supervision.
Yeah. I know. My granddaughter said the other day, well, what did you look up on Google when you were a kid? I laughed at her. I said, Google? There was no computers. There was no voicemails. There was no internet.
We had
she
a
looked
library.
At me horrified.
We had a library with a card catalog.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, what did he do here? New claim, back date. Oh, he's requesting to go back to December 14th. So let's see what he told us here. Ineligible backdating. Eligible, he told us he was fired.
Mm-mm. He disappeared. He clocked in for work on the 9th of December and didn't come back to work, and we didn't hear from him until January 2nd. We had to find another family member to care for his patient, who's his mom.
So did you filed an appeal to that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. I honestly, I'm not an examiner. I know a lot, but I don't understand. He was saying he was fired due to absenteeism.
Because right. He asked for documentation. He could have just called us. You know, you just don't just not show up for work and don't call anybody.
Yeah, so he said, let's see here. Discharge other. Permanent, so last day, 12/10. Did the discharge occur due to a rule violation? No, I honestly don't know why he was fired. No warning. So in the beginning, I was doing the same exact thing. I was the caregiver for my mother. It was 15 an hour, and then the amount of hours increased over time. But when the hours increased, they decreased my pay to $12.50. I contacted the care coordinator from the insurance company. Changes in the hourly amount, I don't know exactly the date change. He stated he maintained communication, and no one had answers for him because of a pay decrease. He spoke to Alberto, who overlooked a certain amount of employees. He was the guy I contacted if there was any problems. They didn't give me any explanation. He did everything he could. So let's see what you guys put in full time, 7/9. Did the discharge occur due to a rule violation? They put yes. He did not show up for work after 12/9. The patient was without care. Ronald was told on 1/2 that documentation was needed to substantiate why he was missing from work. As it stands, he did not provide documents. Therefore, his appointment ended as a no-call, no-show. Yeah, I don't know how.
He didn't tell you guys that, did he?
No, he said he was discharged. And then you guys put in all the information about him quitting. He asked for medical documentation. He didn't send in the required documentation for his absence. His mother still needed care. Yeah, I would appeal that. I don't know how they make the ruling. You know, in my opinion, if somebody walked off the job, that's just job abandonment.
Because
it could
that's
be
a
because...
regular job in a regular environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they make decisions with stuff like that. I really don't. So, yeah, go to the appeal, see what the referee has to say, bring all your stuff, don't miss the hearing. And then if he is denied benefits, he'll have to pay it back. It'd be a non-fault, but then you would get a credit. So did you file relief of charges for this gentleman when you did his claim?
I believe I did. Mm-hmm.
Let me check. No, there's no protest here.
Hold on. Let me go. I thought I filed an appeal.
Yeah, employer charges. That's your protest.
Why, when you type in the name to search it, it doesn't search it?
What, in your dashboard?
Yeah.
All right. Go to your front dashboard. Go to your, in the left-hand side, there's a menu that opens. Go to my employer dashboard.
All right. It's just taking a while, but it's...
Yeah, it's slow today. It's been spinning the last couple days. Our site, it was picking up speed, but it's been spinning the last couple of days. They've been doing updates to the programs.
It does better really early in the morning at like 6:30.
That's because none of us are on yet. Like 2 o'clock, you should see. Yesterday it slowed to a crawl. I'm like, oh, what happened? All right, so you go to my employer dashboard. That is the easiest way to get around this site.
All right.
Whenever you're in something, to get back to start to the beginning.
Do I go to employer charges?
Yes. Now, in your unemployment services box, if you press the one on the bottom, other,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch, there's like a page of like 15 icons that you can work from.
Oh, come on, please.
Come on. So if you go in the unemployment services box, additional options. There you have everything that you could work from, where your determinations are, your appeals. So he's been paid. So you're going to go to the view and protest employer charges, the little guy with the magnifying glass.
Hold on. Employer charges. And then I definitely don't see a little guy with the magnifying glass.
Third row down, fourth one over. Or if you're in the employer charges already, you didn't have to take the path I did. You clicked on employer charges, right?
Yes.
All right. So there's a bunch of tabs. Say in employer charges. Scroll down, and that's where you see everybody that's getting paid.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to find his name. Handle that. Oh, there he is. He's all the way
all right.
toward... the bottom.
File.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10 up from the bottom.
All right. I've clicked file protest.
And then you're going to put, he quit, job abandonment. Whether or not it's late, that I'm not sure. You have so many days to do this. So if they say it's late or something, then you could go after that, let's see, but they have to review it at least, and you'll get a decision on it.
Okay.
All right, so whether it's granted or denied, you'll get an email notification, and to read it, it's going to be in the determinations page. Then you have mon, non-mon. The relief of charges is all the way on the bottom in your determinations page.
Okay.
All right, so this is where you always want to go. Now, like I said, if the person you're looking for isn't here, there's a little blue hyperlink above their names.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you would go to find anybody that isn't on the front. And that's where you can find all your old claims, too. And they're in there alphabetically by first name.
Okay.
Okay. So, for instance, Abigail Figueroa told us it was a layoff. You filed the protest and it was approved. Aisha Shamsuddin, from May of 25. She put layoff. It must have been something different. You guys did a protest. It was approved. So you can see all of that under potential benefits. Like Sierra Kramer from November 25, protest approved. She opened it under part-time reduced hours. You just have to know where to look. And like I said, there's no rhyme or reason. And even when we first got this system with it being new, we just had to click around and find things. I'm still afraid to click on things.
Oh, I just click on it and wait.
Yeah, it is slow today.
All right, I got that finished. And I have a definite better of understanding how to do this. It is just very overwhelming because it's a lot of people.
And it's a lot of things. Like, lack of work, there's nothing you can do. But when it's a quit or a fire, you have sides, you have your fact-finding, and you have relief for charges, and a lot of people don't know what that is, or they wait for a decision, and then your relief, you're filing it late. So you always want to do all that in the beginning.
I had another person. Lack of work. Okay, that's fine. We tried to give her work 4 different times, and she refused. So I went in and filed an appeal. Because she refused work.
Yeah, but there was no decision to appeal. So you would have had to send in refuse suitable work, and then they would have had to make a decision on that for you to appeal it. Who's that? I can look it up.
Her name is Gina Davis.
G-I-N-A-D-A-V-I-S.
And that one, I got by mail.
That's probably an older one. You'd still be able to find her online. Do you know her social? Yeah,
so
to appeal something, there has to be a decision.
Okay.
All right. So if you set an appeal, then somebody may have, if you didn't get a phone call, they may have just started it. But usually when we see something come through the wrong way, we normally call and let you know. But if a different office got it, I don't know what their procedure is. They may have just started it.
Okay.
So for a lack of work, you're going to file a protest because she's refusing work.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you have to let us know they refused work within like 7 days for them to actually look at it or to make a decision. So let's see here. She opened 2/15/26. She's saying the last day she worked was February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And you did put in layoff to the side's response.
Right, which was fine because we did that when it first happened. But as we were calling her, she refused. She wrote us a note saying that she didn't feel comfortable working with a patient she didn't know. But
so most of these sign up with family members, and when the family member no longer needs it, that's when you have the problem.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I don't really like doing that to begin with, because this is actual employment, not just family free
family
call.
Care. Mm-hmm. All right, so you have the dates, and so if I start a refused suitable work claim, you're going to get fact-finding, and they're going to want dates and everything on the forms to send in.
Okay.
So I'll just put a note. It was originally a lack of work, but claimant has been offered work and refused. So refused suitable work to be addressed. And this is how you get, so today is the finding date. So she's not restricting her hours. She's just not a voluntary layoff. Refuse suitable work. I mean, when you do home health, that's what happens that's one case to another.
Exactly. So
I get not wanting to take care of strangers, but then again, it's still a job.
You still need,
and
your bills still need to be paid, and you should still be working.
Mom, when you worked in the hospital, you take care of strangers all the time.
Exactly. Nursing home.
I used to work.
I mean, you know them, but you don't know them at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, she hasn't filed yet. Do you know? Maybe she got another job, and that's why she's saying no. I don't know.
I hope so. She was working.
Well, she hasn't filed yet, but she just opened the claim.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be she didn't get her PIN or whatever, but it will be addressed. If she does not file for anything, then you won't get a decision.
Okay.
But if she starts to file, then you will get it again. Well, then they'll make a decision on it. That's not what I want, not other. Self-employment. Temporary agency, fraud, other. Labor dispute, not totally unemployed, refuse suitable work. So now you'll get another size response probably for this.
Okay. And I can put in that she refused.
Yeah. You may or may not, though, because I'm not reopening it. So you probably won't. You're just going to get the forms into your email. I'm sending yours first since I have you on the phone. So it's going to be, this is for you guys. My fingers don't want to type today. And my family. First care. Wait a minute. 3206. It's you. Now, are you guys a temporary agency or no?
No.
Okay. Because then there would be another form. All right, so Family First Care, Gina Davis, refused suitable work. Sent. All right, that should pop up in your inbox in a couple of minutes. I'll send hers. And then she gets a form too. All right.
All right. Thank you so very much for your help.
No, that's no problem, but I hope you have a better understanding of it now, unless you get one of us that have been here forever.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day.
No problem, ma'am. And then you do have the employer number if you ever needed to call for help?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then. So, yeah, so fill out her forms. That'll pop up in your thing. You'll get a decision if she starts to file. Right now there'll be a stop on the claim, so if she starts to file, she won't get paid.
Okay.
And you can put in a relief of charge for her. She'd be under potential benefits.
Under determinations?
No. You're going to go to employer charges or
okay.
potential.
And for potential.
Employer charges.
Okay.
Yeah, because she hasn't been paid yet alphabetically by first name. File a protest, and you can put in there, was originally off due to lack of work, but now is refusing work offered.
Okay. All right.
And is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that is it. Greatly, greatly appreciate the enlightenment.
No, it's just, like I said, we're the College Course 101 to be able to figure it out. And
yeah,
once you respond to one, we understand, you know, you wouldn't know there's three things you should respond to.
Yeah.
And the relief of charges is important, too, so. You're good to go.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can answer for you today?
Nope. That'll be all.
All right, then. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.